So in about 3.5 hours, Michael Jackson's memorial service will begin at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. We'll be live streaming that memorial service on thetakeaway.org, our website, so tune in for that. And even though his final resting place is Los Angeles, Aaron Flournoy, waiter at Bennigan's in the hometown of Michael Jackson, Gary, Indiana, what are you going to be doing when the memorial ceremony gets started in Los Angeles?
See, I'm going to be at work. We having a little memorial ceremony up here for him, too, at the Bennigan's Inn at the Diamond Center. So we're going to be partying up here, too.
And so you got some big screens? And
yes, we do. We have about 10 of them.
And any sort of specials for people who come in?
Actually, not right now. We're going to have that for him on the July 10th. We throw him a big party, and it's going to be free for everybody, for the kids and adults. So that's going to be on July 10th. But for right now, y'all could come in and come chill with us.
What do you think the people of Gary are saying goodbye to today?
Michael Jackson himself. That's who they're saying goodbye to. Michael Jackson, for the things he did for Gary and for the talent that he brought to Gary.
So none of the complex, weird stories of celebrity. It's just the boy grew up here, incredible talent, changed the world. That's what you're saying goodbye to.
That's exactly what we're saying goodbye to. Forget what everybody else is trying to talk about. We remember Michael Jackson as the man and the performer he is. That's what we remember.
What's the tune you most want to hear? And it'll be covered, of course, at the memorial service, because there's going to be some concerts.
Michael Jackson, one of his last hits, Butterflies.
Butterflies. All right. That's one I haven't heard heard suggested this morning. Aaron Flournoy, stay with us, okay? Waiter at Bennigan's in Gary, Indiana. Josh Rogerson, radio producer and takeaway correspondent here at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. Are things getting a little more crowded down there, Josh?
Yeah, I'm just across from the Staples Center on Olympic Boulevard, standing on a corner with about, I'd say, 150 people, some of which have wristbands and some do not, including Cassandra Anderson here from Long Beach, who I'm going to hand the phone to right now.
So, Cassandra, you're pretty lucky.
I am lucky. Well, I'm lucky enough to be here today to celebrate the life of Michael Jackson and the tremendous things he did to bring different people together and break a million bazillion boundaries. But I'm not lucky enough to get a wristband, but I'm still a very, very, very dedicated fan, and have been here since 12 o'clock at night, so.
All right, you're not lucky enough to get a wristband, right?
No, I did not get a wristband.
Now, they say that it's illegal to even try to purchase one. Have you been tempted?
Well, considering they're $1,500, no.
It's a $1,500 fine?
No, it's $1,500. People are selling them for $1,500.
Oh, so it's like way above your price there.
Yeah, I'm a full-time student, so that wouldn't work for me.
So are you a student in the Los Angeles area?
I am. Well, Long Beach. Yeah, I go to Long Beach State.
All right. Now, what song are you most hoping to hear covered at the memorial concert later today?
I'm sure that Man in the Mirror will be played, and I'm looking forward to seeing that. They haven't put the Jumbotron up, so I'm hoping that they do, so that all the people who weren't lucky enough to get in can still enjoy the memorial and feel his presence around us. So.
All right. Well, thank you, Cassandra. Hand the phone back to Josh there for a second.
Thank you.
Hey, Josh.
All right.
Is she pretty typical of the young students who are fans? And are there any sort of older generation maybe who know the Jackson 5 like I do?
Yes, there's been all kinds of people. A gentleman I spoke to earlier came all the way from London, got time off from work, and he actually went to the Victory Tour back in the 80s.
Wow.
And as did I. We sort of reminisced about that. That was sort of my introduction to Michael Jackson as well. So there's all kinds of different fans here today. A lot of people are just sort of waiting across the street so that they can gain access to the venue. They're not letting people even with wristbands in just yet.
Hey, Josh, Todd Zwillick here. I have to ask, any red leather jackets with zippers, gloves, short pants?
No red leather jackets, but there is a gentleman with spats on and a red hat. He actually did a moonwalk across Olympic Boulevard from the Staples Center after being rejected by all the officers to not pass through.
All important fashion question. Aaron Flournoy, I think I heard you laughing there in the background. Are there going to be some?
Yeah.
Are there going to be some costumes at the Bennigans and Gary?
Man, there's been so many people coming up here with their little Michael Jackson costumes, little gloves and everything. It's been wild up here. It's been wild.
Now, if you could put the money together and get out there and buy a wristband, Aaron, how much would you pay?
How much would I pay for a Michael Jackson? It's priceless.
Yeah.
It's priceless. That's exactly what I'd say. It's priceless.
All right, Josh, one more fan there, and then we got to go.
Sure. Let me see if I can find someone with a wristband. Let's see. Okay, I did find someone. Okay, they wanted to say hello. Introduce yourself.
Hi.
Hi there. You're going to be inside the Staples Center?
Yes, I'm excited. I've been here since like 1 o'clock, so I'm ready.
What's your name, and what song do you want to hear?
Oh, my name is Michelle, and I want to hear Thriller.
Thriller.
Yeah, we've been playing everything out here, and I haven't heard the Thriller song.
All right. Well, Josh Rogerson and Michelle and Cassandra, thanks so much out there in Los Angeles. And Aaron,
thank you.
Aaron Flournoy, waiter at Bennigan's in Gary, Indiana. Thanks so much for being a part of the program.
Appreciate it. Have fun.
The world says goodbye to Michael Jackson in Los Angeles in about 3.5 hours.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.